trimming. Hey, what's going on, people? It is your boy, the G-Man, and yes, I am back. Yes, and I mean it this time, I'm back, man. Sorry, people, I've been away for a couple of weeks. I haven't been vlogging, but, you know, this is vlog number 8, vlog you number 8, so let's keep it straight. You know, but I want to get into the shout-outs first and foremost. So, shout-out to the Straight Shooting LJA, Jezzy Fizzle, JBK, and Nathan Arsenal. Yep, those are the PT family members. Can you subscribe to our YouTube channel? Yeah, and share and like those videos. That would be fantastic. And also, comment. Just leave a comment. Let us know what you're thinking. You know, we'll chat to you. Share our thoughts as well. And, people, don't forget to turn on the notifications, because when those videos drop, you will be the first to be notified. Alright, let's get straight into this. I'm not even messing around. This vlog's called The Arteta Revolution Part 2. And you know what, people? It's going to be a little different this time. If you watched my last Arteta Revolution, which was my first ever vlog, you know, I spoke about, you know, what made me basically embrace Arteta as an Arsenal football manager, but how he changed my mind, and this is how the revolution really started for me, was his press conference. Yes, he came in, he was firm, he was articulate, he was confident, you know, he had passion, he spoke about the non-negotiables, he outlined his demands for players. 3 months down the line, and I'm you know, I absolutely feel stupid for saying this, because only 3 months, but I'm of the thought now, this guy, he's got a goal. I'm sorry, but I feel like he's just lost control of the situation at Arsenal Football Club, and, you know, maybe it's time for Arteta to be let go and we get someone a bit more experienced in. And that's the key word for me, experience, because I feel like right now, the mess that the club is in, I don't think he has the experience to dig Arsenal out of this hole, and things are just going to get worse and worse. And I could, and I honestly say this, I could be just overreacting. I could just be reactionary, and I hate to be like this, because I'm always taking digs at people that I feel that are reactionary. But when looking at the form table, I am telling you, man, I'm telling you, it's not looking pretty, and there's a feeling there which tells me that we are playing so bad we could end up slipping into just a bad habit right now. Come on, we've the last 10 games we've only won one game, we've only picked up 2 points, and we've lost 7 games. Now I want to say that I believe this can just change in a flip of a switch. You know, I want to say that, you know, back in the days you used to look at the fixtures and say, oh, this is going to be the game that we're going to win, that it's going to change around, you know, when you're on a little losing streak, a 2-3 game losing streak. But right now, I can't even say that. I'm going into games now thinking, where are we going to get the points from? And I don't know if you're feeling like that, but I definitely am feeling like that. This is what I mean by maybe Arteta is a bit out of his depth in this scenario, because it feels like it, that even when he speaks on press conferences and post-match interviews and pre-match interviews, it just feels like he's regurgitating the same old, with the expectation that it just might change in his favour. You know, we're not scoring goals, we're not creating many chances, you know, players looking down and dejected. We've got Aubameyang, who was our top goal scorer last season, who is out of form. Lacazette's out of form. You know, we're relying on young players like Saka, and we're getting happy that players like Martinelli are coming back, but there's no saying that they can, you know, take us forward, you know, without the support of the more experienced players. Like, for me, it's a real crazy scenario when we're looking at Arsenal. Like, even with new players that we've brought in, like Willian, yeah, he's so off form, it's unbelievable, but he keeps getting played. And that's another thing that annoys me with the Arteta system at the moment. And I don't know if he has to play Willian, or he has to play a certain formation, or he's been told he's got to play a certain style of football, but this style of football is not working. Willian's not working. Do you get me? Why can't we just use some of the hailing boys, you get me? Why can't we just throw them in the mix to see if something might work, something might spark a change? I know that sounds very simplistic, yeah? But at the end of the day, you've got players like Balogun, yeah? He's what, 18, 17? he looks fairly decent. He's had two games. Throw him in the mix. See if he actually creates a reaction. Because we can't say it hasn't worked in the past. It worked with Martinelli last season. It worked with Saka last season. You get me? It's worked with Fabregas before. It's worked with Jack Wilshere. You can't just say, oh, a player's too young or he's inexperienced. Like, just throw him in the mix, man. Just try something. Like, playing the same old dead old players that ain't doing anything. And they don't look like they're trying to help in the cause of saving your job, man. Again, man, it just has me like feeling stressed at the moment, like, especially when I'm looking at the fixtures coming up after January. You know, there's not a game that you can look there and honestly say, look, yeah, we're going to pick up 3 points and yeah, this is where we're going to kickstart our season. Like, we're literally just relying on something to happen, like a miracle, or maybe the board are going to jump into the January transfer window and go all out and spend heavily. Yeah, right. I've been sharing these views with, you know, PT family members and some friends in WhatsApp groups, and I want to share some voice notes that we've, you know, been sharing with one another over the last couple of weeks. Straight Shooting LJA basically said the following.
For me, similar to Man United and what I've been saying about them since Alex Ferguson left, they need to sit down and try and map out the next decade. Look, like, come up with a long-term plan and be like, you know what, this is where we're going to go. It's going to take us 5 to 10 years to get here. And I'm not just saying this because I'm a Liverpool supporter and that's what FSG did with us. But you've got to look at it as Arsenal are a big club. Same with Man United. And Man United, as I've said for years, have been a club screaming out for a long-term strategy. And they're going the short-term way about it. I mean, they're changing managers every year or two. And it's like, that doesn't promote stability. You're ending up like Chelsea, where your success is sporadic. It's not consistent. The only thing consistent about it is that it's sporadic, which I know is somewhat of an oxymoron. But I think you guys have got to start looking at putting a long-term plan in place, because you lot have seemed to have lost your way and your ethos since Arsene Wenger left. In the exact same way that since Alex Ferguson has left, Man United have lost their ethos and their identity, and slowly but surely both clubs have ended up now not being able to attract top players like they used to. You do sporadically, but it's only one top player at a time instead of 2, 3, 4 that you used to get and that you now actually ironically need, in my opinion. So the next thing that happens at Arsenal, it needs to be a long-term plan. And if you're going to go with Arteta and keep him in the job for at least 2, 3 more years, then he needs backing, proper backing from the board. And if he wants to start playing youngsters and stuff like that, he's got to be given time to do it. If he wants to implement a new playing style, he's got to be given time to do that as well. Not like, say, Frank de Boer at Crystal Palace, where he was given a load of money, got to basically bring in his own squad and a new playing style, and got 4 games. Got sacked after 4 games because it wasn't working. Yeah, it worked out for them because it wasn't Hodgson, but at the end of the day, it doesn't promote stability. So, as I said, I think you guys are screaming out for some sort of stability and long-term plan, and it needs to come from the top. It needs to be Kroenke, like, saying, right, you may not want to go this way, but we've all got to go this way. Go hell for leather, as fast as you can, put as much in as possible, because we're going to be going this way for a while. But that's me anyway. And yeah, short term, sacking a manager, well, it doesn't really do much. But if you're going to build and build a squad for him, then you got a backing problem.
And you know what? I agree with Straight Shooting LJ, what he was saying there. You know, we need a plan. You know, there needs to be a strategy in place. And without doubt, I'm sure that Arsenal do have a plan and a strategy. And, you know, we've seen there's been a lot of movement around the club and things changing since Arsene Wenger, you know, a new structure and everything. But if we're talking about the right here, right now, that I'm talking about, you know, the 20th of December, you know, sitting in 14th place with 14 points, you know, there needs to be a strategy and a plan, and there needs to be something executed now to let us all know that the future is bright. Because if not, boy, we could find ourselves in the Championship. Listen to what one of my friends, D The Knowledge, had to say on the whole Arsenal situation. He's an Arsenal fan as well.
Arteta asked him to continue with him as manager. For the simple reason is that, for me, I don't believe constantly changing manager. I think that disables the club. We can get into the habit of doing it, you know. We can get rid of Arteta now. We can bring another manager in. And if things don't work out in 12 games, we can get rid of him. And then we can just keep on following that cycle. And for me, that is not a way that a football club should be run. For me, I look at the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is a lot of these players are not good enough. And Arteta must be given an opportunity to bring his own players in, which is why in January, he needs players. Yes, Arsenal in January are not going to go and sign 7 or 8 players, but we've got to get him at least three players, quality players that can come into that lineup now. And obviously, suffering injuries like Partey being injured is tough for him. And it's good to see Martinelli back. But yeah, he needs to be given an opportunity. Whether or not you think that or not, it's irrelevant. I said, Tottenham Hotspur, in all the time we had Arsene Wenger as manager, they were sacking a manager every season, every 2 seasons. What did they win? Nothing. So that's what I'm saying. I don't want to go through that cycle. If Arsenal choose to sack Arteta, they can do it. They can sack him tomorrow. And all I'm saying is I look forward to seeing your boy Eddie Howe coming in, or Allegri, or any of these other managers that have got this gold dust that just makes Ceballos a quality player, makes Holding a good player, make some of these guys that are absolutely useless, make them good. That's why I'm backing you, because I actually want to see that happen if it takes place. But it's not the route that I would go. But I don't make decisions at Arsenal Football Club, you know. So that's an explanation about what it is that I want. I want players to come in. I want Arteta to be given opportunity. And I want some patience by the club to show some patience, because as I said, I don't want to constantly be changing manager every 6 months, every season.
You know what? Didi Knowledge, he isn't wrong when he says you can't keep sacking managers. Just like what the LJA said as well, you can't keep sacking managers. It's true, you can't. It doesn't build stability, and essentially it creates more problems than, you know, problems fixed. But you know what, here's some opinions from an old friend of mine, Guru43. He's a Newcastle fan, but he also had, you know, a decent opinion on what's happening.
The issue at Arsenal started from when Arsene Wenger was held on for far too long. 20 years of his management of the actual football club, and everything centering through him, has just created this disaster of a structure that is what you're seeing now, because now they're having to unpick this actual issue. So I'm not going to pin the blame on Arsene Wenger, because that would be ignorant without looking at the current situation. This is not a Stan Kroenke issue. This is not an Edu issue. When it comes down to it, the manager selects players, he puts them on the pitch, and tactically, Arsenal are just not set up correctly. So what's the solution? I think that Arsenal need to start thinking about their, when I say long-term projects, obviously they're targeting that now, but there needs to be a philosophy, and there needs to be a right person at helm. The Arteta experiment has failed massively.
You know what? I disagree about the whole, you know, Arsene Wenger stayed on too long. but that's an argument for another vlog. But what I will say is I definitely agree with him about philosophy and identity. Arsenal have lost that. Since Arsene Wenger's gone, the identity and philosophy have gone. It's been purged. And that's no fault of anybody. That's natural. Do you get me? I think that was always going to be natural, especially, again, talking about the club changing its whole sort of operations and the way it works. You know, going from just having a solid manager who controls everything to now having a technical director and, you know, having a head coach and now Arteta's been upgraded to a manager as well. So all of these little things that have been happening in the background and these personnels that have left and come, you know, was always going to affect the identity of the club. But he's right. We definitely need to embrace a new identity. We definitely need a new philosophy. And that was one of the things that had me caught up in this whole Arteta hype, because when he communicated about the non-negotiables, when he communicated about taking Arsenal back to the top, you know, that it was, like I said, it was very feel-good vibe to it. And that's what I want to see. And don't get me wrong, he can't change it overnight. I'm not saying he can change it overnight, because that would be ridiculous. It's only been a year, but I'm just saying right now, that definitely is true. We need to get that identity back, because the identity that we've got at the moment is a team in bad form of players who don't care. Do you get me? Players that are bickering, players who basically will stab the manager in the back. We're getting quite a bad identity about us at the moment, and I'm not liking it, and it needs to change, man. But anyway, here's the last view from another friend of mine, Jay Dads. Like, let's listen to what he got to say. You know, he's an Arsenal fan as well. Let's hear his take.
What he needs to do is that we ain't scoring anyway, right? So we really need to be defensive, i.e. Bellerin, if you ever play for Arsenal again, do not cross the halfway line. That's it. Don't cross the halfway line, bruv. Either you play in midfield, yeah, or you're a defender. I don't want you crossing the halfway line, because you can't do both. Tierney can do both. He can go up and down, up and down. So if it's that we're going to attack down the left, let's attack down the left then. Do you know what I mean? If you become predictable, people overload that side, then eventually it will free up more space for Pepe when he gets the chance on the right-hand side. And if I was him, I'll sit Pepe down in the room, say, Peps, right, you bought for 72 million, right? I think there's a player in there. I think you're good. You've got all the qualities to be a top, top player. I'll give him examples. Look at Son. Look at Mbappe, yeah? All these great players drive forward, right? Even Grealish, I won't say he's a great player, he's a very good player, but they drive forward to be successful in this league and for our people to be scared of you. Drive forward. Stop running down a straight line, yeah, into the end of the wing when the people know you're going to cut back anyway. Try something different. And sometimes you don't need to do 5 million skills. Just run. Run at people. Look at us. Show them clips of us where people just run at us and we're scared. Do you know what I mean? Hold and I say, bye-bye. You ain't playing no more, bruv. You're too slow, cuz. Too slow. I'll bring Saliba in. He can't be worse than holding. Do you know what I'm saying? I'll make some dramatical changes, because the thing with Arteta, he's too stubborn. He doesn't know how to deal with certain men. That's why I think people like Willian and fucking Granit Xhaka, they're probably very, very strong people in the dressing room, so he doesn't want to like mess up the mood of the dressing room. But he needs to put his foot down proper, and it doesn't matter who it is, everybody gets the same treatment. Even Aubameyang, if he's shit, drop him, blood. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no room for passengers anymore. But the reason why I want Arteta gone anyway, yeah, but I know that come end of the season, that Arsenal will be in a much better place, whether that's the Championship or wherever we are, we'll be in a much better place financially, because there'll be so much weight lifted off from the players and they will all be gone. Do you know what I'm saying? And Arsenal need to be ruthless. Like, I don't understand that they pick and choose when they want to be ruthless, right? Like, with Mesut Ozil, like, they're ruthless with him. But when it's to get rid of people, they're letting people run their contracts down. After they said, oh, if a player comes down to the last 2 years, they don't want to sign, they're gone. Do you know what I'm saying? But then you're playing Lacazette every single week. He's got like a year left on his contract. All these other Donny's got a year left. Kolasinac's got like a year left. Do you know what I'm saying? He's still there. All these people trying to run down their contract so they can go on a free and get another big wage. These players don't care about football anymore. It's just a job for them. So we need to get rid of all these people that think it's a job and play people that actually love this club, that want to win stuff. Play the youngers. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell them, you know what? You guys have got two games. And the old Arsenal would win all these games. Yeah? You're representing Arsenal. You're putting this club, you're making everyone disrespect us because you're playing, right? And if you play again, you're not playing no more. I don't care who you are. You're going to play, I'll say, if you play, if you have two games, you're playing with under-23s for two or three games. That's what I'm going to say. And I say, you can, I don't care what you want to do. You want to go on strike, whatever. You're playing for under-23s and I'll promote the under-23s and I'll play them instead. That's what he needs to do. If he wants to be like Mr. Strict, whatever it is, do that, bruv. That's what Ljungberg did. And Ljungberg was basically indirectly telling us that these men don't want it. And if they're not careful, you get man like Partey, yeah, who's fully on this thing. He'll just like, you know what, there's no point in me trying because these guys are shit. And the reason why freaking Gabriel went off is because he's trying too hard. He's like, I have to be a defender, I have to be a midfielder, I have to be a creative midfielder, because no one else is doing anything. He's not allowing him to do his job. Whereas when he first came, he was just doing his job. That's what I'm saying. Now you're putting pressure on other people to do more. And it's not right.
I do agree with what he's saying about the shining light at the end of the tunnel is the fact that at the end of the season, there's going to be some players that are going to leave. You know, whether it's going to be a good thing for us, because some of those players are going to be experienced players that are leaving, but the fact that they're going to be off the books, and that's more dead wood off the books, because there's a lot of dead wood in the club, that can only be a good thing. But the only thing that I fear now is when that does happen, are the boards going to invest? You know, are they going to invest heavily? Are they going to just rely on the Hail Embers to make the difference for them? Are the board actually thinking about right now, like, what is their solution? You know, because we need a solution and we need one quick before we slip into further trouble. But people, you know what? It's been great. I want to say thank you to all of those that have contributed today. The Straight Shooting LJA, D the Knowledge, Guru 43, and J Dads. And I just want to say to you guys out there, please share your comments. Let us know what you're thinking and feeling. You know, do you agree? Do you disagree with us? Like, what should happen to Arsenal? But you know what? I'm going to slide out now. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I can't really talk about this topic no more. I need to go and get some sanity. But see you later. It's your boy, the G. Bye. She bad, she bad.